following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're continuing our study about what is the most important. And I would ask you this today. What are the most important things in your life? What is most important to you? Some may say their family. Some may say their job or other relationships. But what does the Bible say are the most important things? And the most important things that I believe ought to be in our life. Join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. In fact, you'll find the first part of this message there at the website. If you'll click on the link that says Radio Programs, you'll see it there as last week's program. And so you'll see that link. You'll see a link that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you. If you click on there, send us a note. Let us know where you're hearing the program today. And if you'll send us an address, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out many of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, it's just a little notebook that fits into your pocket or into your purse. And listen, when you write to us, we're not going to flood your email box full of email. We're not going to write to you. We're not going to be asking for money. God provides for this ministry, and we're thankful for that. So we're not writing to try to get an address. In fact, we don't even keep those. Once you write to us, we'll send you the prayer journal, and that's it. So you can do it through the website. Send us an address. We'll send you a prayer journal. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And as many do, you can just simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, we're going to begin in Colossians again. We started here last week, and I want to read this passage of Scripture again. We'll touch a little bit about what we did last week and then move on. Now, again, this is a message, and this is a Bible study that I present to our church nearly every year. I don't maybe get every year, but I do it quite often. And not many pastors preach the same message over and over again, but I believe these are so important that I want our people to know about them, and not just know about them, I want them to live them. And I hope that they will grip your heart. If you get a hold of these truths of the Word of God, they're going to change your life. I can just about guarantee that. So Colossians chapter 1, we'll start here. I'm going to start reading in verse 12. Paul said to the church at Colossae, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us in the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, He might have the preeminence." Now, again, as I said last week, the word preeminence means that He has first place. Let me ask you this. Does Jesus have first place in your life? Or there are other things in that place. To have first place, the word preeminence here means that he has the highest place in rank, the first place in rank, top of the line. It also means that he has the most influence, that before we listen to anybody's opinion, before we listen to anybody's philosophy, we listen to him first, that he has first place. And there are a number of things that I believe ought to be first place in your life. I spent a lot of time on the first one last week, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time on it this week, but not kind of a connection to last week. And that was the great commandment. We have to go back to Deuteronomy 6, beginning in verse 4, where God said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." Now, we call it the great commandment because that's what Jesus called it. And then Jesus, in the New Testament, added a little bit to it. And I believe it's part of the great commandment. And so we go over to Matthew, where we find Jesus. He had been talking to these Sadducees and had put them to silence, is what the Bible says. These Pharisees were standing there, and one of them being a lawyer, yeah, would you imagine, came out of the crowd and asked him questions. Now, you know, the way these Pharisees worked, I wonder if they put him up to it or if he did this of his own self. I really don't know. The Bible doesn't say. But let's go over and look at that. It's Matthew 22, beginning in verse 34. It says, "When the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him," or testing him, "and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said to him, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind,'" quoting Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Jesus then said in verse 38, "This is the first and great commandment." That is where we get the name, the great commandment, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And then Jesus went on to say, and this is verse 39, "And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So there you have it, the great commandment, that first of all, you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might. And he went on to say that the second is like it, and that is to love people. Now, of course, the lawyer went on and said, "Well, who is my neighbor?" And Jesus went into a whole another account about that, and we're not going to go there today. The thing is that he told him, the second is likened to it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, Jesus said we ought to love each other. So it boils down to this, and you're going to hear me say this a lot today, that what God tells us to do is to love him, to love God, and to love people. In fact, Jesus made it a commandment. You know, in the Great Commission, we'll get to in a little bit, where he says to teach them all things whatsoever I've commanded you. One of those commandments is John 15, 12, where Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." That you love one another as I have loved you. I'll tell you what, if there's any place where I believe everybody falls short, is in the great commandment. Now, we don't love God like we ought to. We don't love people like we ought to. We don't love people like Jesus loved people. In fact, Jesus said earlier in John 13 that our love for each other, and especially in the church and especially among the believers, that our love for each other would be the mark of whether or not you are a disciple of his. John 13, 35, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another." You know, when people see you and when they see the church, one of the things that they should observe and one of the things you might hear somebody say is, boy, look at how much they loved each other. Look at how much they loved each other. This would be how people would identify you, is by how you love other people. Not by a T-shirt you might wear, not by a hat you might wear, not by a bumper sticker on your car. In fact, many times those things mean nothing at all. But by how you love each other and how you show that love. You know, last month we celebrated Christmas, and the whole point of gift giving and where that came from is that we give because God gave to us first. In fact, it was our salvation was a gift. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And it's not because of anything that we did, not because of anything we performed, not because we deserved it, certainly not. In Romans 5, it says that God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ's death on the cross was a demonstration of God's love for you. Now, how much love do you show to other people? Is it that kind of love, the kind of love that Jesus taught us to love with? That when we see somebody in need, we love them enough to help them, to encourage them. I'll tell you, far too often, when people see a church, they see a bunch of people fighting with each other. And they'll look at that church and say, well, I don't want any part of that fight. That'll ever be happening in a church. I know there's going to be disagreements, and there's going to be things that we don't always see eye to eye on necessarily, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't love each other, that we shouldn't have that kind of love that Jesus had for us. And so part of the great commandment is loving each other. Love God, love people. I've seen some churches where that was their theme, that was their model, that's what they live by. And I think that's a good way to do it, and a good way to think about it is that we live our life by the great commandment that we love each other and that we love God first. Now notice, this is the first place. This is ought to be the preeminent thing in our life. Because you see, in loving other people, it shows God's love for us. I don't believe we can even comprehend or understand totally how much God loves us and how much God loves you. In fact, remember John said over in 1 John chapter 3, he said, what manner of love is this that we should be called the children of God? What kind of love is this? That God would bring us into his family and call us his children. God loves you so much, and God so much wants to be a part of your life. You matter to God, and he ought to matter to you. He ought to have the first place to love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And the second is likened to it, that you love other people, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, that God would give us that kind of love, how it would change our world, how it would change our country, how it could change your life to show that kind of love. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
See the scars of love upon his hands.